Hello, am I speaking with William?
Yes.
Hi, William. It's Aaron calling you from INS Law, sir. How are you?
From where?
From INS Law, just in regards to your inquiry to the Scottish Redress Scheme.
All right.
Is now a convenient time to talk for yourself?
I can talk, eh?
Yep, okay, sir. I'm just going to go through the inquiry and application with you, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So I'm just going to start off just by gathering some generic details from yourself in order to complete data protection. So we've got your first name here as William and surname is Fraser.
No, William Barr Fraser.
What was the middle name, sorry?
Barr, B-A-R-R.
Okay, perfect. And then I've got your email address here as billyfraser1@hotmail.co.uk.
Yeah.
Perfect. And what's your date of birth, please, sir?
31st, 1978.
Okay, and your current home address, please?
38 Arthur Terrace.
Could you spell that road name for me, please?
A-T-H-O-L.
Yep.
E-E-R-R-A-C-E.
Is that in Greenough?
No, Basket.
Okay, bear with me.
Athol Terrace. A-T-H-O-L-T-E-R-R-A-C-E.
That's Basket. Okay, postcode EH484DF.
Yes.
Perfect, sir. Thank you. Okay, you put that in there. Okay, perfect. And for extra security on your account, sir, would you like to add a password of anything of your choice?
No.
No, okay. Okay, perfect, sir. And what was the address that you currently, well, sorry, that you did live in when being placed into care? Well, if you don't remember, you can at least the time.
No, it was 12 Mansfield Court.
Is that in Livingston Village?
Bathgate.
Bathgate again, okay.
EH484HE.
Yep, I've got that there. That's perfect. Thank you. Bathgate. Okay, and what's the name of the doctor that you're currently registered at, please?
Kingsgate Medical Practice.
Okay, Kingsgate Medical. Is that Whitburn Road?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So what would qualify me for this?
So the Scottish Redress Scheme is for historical survivors of abuse during the time in care.
What classes is that? Is that classes like seeing inappropriate staff members with females and getting a slap when I was in a care home in Edinburgh, when I was in care in Uphall, one of my carers was drinking alcohol and snorting cocaine in my room. So would that class is it?
Yep, of course it does. So it's neglect, physical abuse, emotional abuse and sexual abuse.
Right.
Obviously from what you've just said there, obviously about the drug and drug substances in your room, from a staff member. Can obviously go under either, you know, emotional abuse with you witnessing it at a young age, and also neglect. As obviously, you know, poor conduct of care. Obviously, you know, from you being in care.
Aye, it was inappropriate, and also I was in a poor care home as well, like a female staff member giving me a massage and stuff. Just
Yep. Okay. Sure. And what I'll do for you is I'll dive into them care settings with you shortly, and obviously just explain a little bit more about how the redress scheme can work for you. Okay.
Yeah.
Was you known by any other names during your time in care?
No. Wally. Just nickname Wally.
Ah, right. Okay. But nothing like officially from social services other than William Fraser.
No.
No. Okay. And am I able to grab the names of your mother and father, please?
Yep. My father is James Fraser.
Yep. And your mum's name?
June Fraser.
Okay, perfect. Okay, William, so I do understand and appreciate that discussing experiences connected to your application can be difficult and upsetting, but please take your time during this call. If you do need a break, further explanation, support, or prefer to continue at another time, you just let me know at any point during this call, okay?
Yeah.
Do you suffer from any communication difficulties or vulnerabilities that you need to make me aware of?
I've got acute post-traumatic stress.
Okay, that's not a problem, sir. Thank you for sharing that with me. I'll make a note of that for you. Okay, so the purpose of today's call, William, is to explain the Scottish Redress Scheme to you and the options that you have around the scheme. I'll also explain how INS Law can operate on your behalf and discuss our funding and fees. And then what I'll do is I'll gather the initial information to assess on whether we may be able to assist you. Okay, so the Scottish Redress Scheme provides financial payments, apologies and support to survivors of historical child abuse in care in Scotland prior to the 5th of December 2004. It is important that you understand all of your available options before deciding whether to instruct us as the law firm to represent you. But the three options that are applicable to yourself is that option one, you can apply directly to the Scottish Redress Scheme by yourself without a solicitor or a law firm to represent you. Option two, you can instruct a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they are paid directly by the Scottish Government for assisting you with your application. Under that government scheme, participating solicitors may receive up to £2,000 plus VAT from the Scottish Government for assisting you with your application. So regardless of whether you are successful or not with that application, then the solicitors will still receive them funds. INS Law will not operate under that statutory scheme and will not claim those government-funded fees. So if you do decide to instruct us, you would be choosing a private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement, and we would not be paid by the Scottish Government for assisting you. At this stage, William, can you just confirm if you have instructed any of the law firms to represent you at all?
No.
No? Okay, that's fine. Okay, so our agreement operates on a no-win, no-fee basis. What that means for yourself is that if your application is unsuccessful, you won't pay anything. And if you withdraw your application on our advice, you won't pay anything either. If your application is successful and you receive a redress payment, our fees will consist of basic charges based on the time spent and the success fee. However, the total fees, including VAT, are capped at no more than 16% plus VAT of your redress payment. So you'll never pay anything more than the agreed cap of 19.2%. Okay, so it is important that I make it clear that we cannot guarantee that your application will be successful or the level of award that the scheme may award you, but the Scottish Redress Scheme operates on a discretionary basis, which I will explain in greater detail during this call for you. Okay, so if instructed, we can assist with whether you are eligible to apply to the Redress Scheme. What we'll do is we'll gather and review the evidence and prepare and submit the application on your behalf.
Yeah.
We also have the full correspondence with the Scottish Redress Scheme, so we'll always advise you on any offers made further down in the process, as well as explaining the statutory waiver to you if an award is offered, and also offer any assistance with any reconsideration or review process within the scheme. What the statutory waiver is for yourself, William, is that if a redress offer is made, we will always fully explain the waiver to you before you decide whether to accept anything. But it is important because accepting an award may affect your ability to pursue future claims relating to the matters.
Right.
Because, so you'd never be expected to accept an offer without fully understanding the consequences.
Aye, if you accept an offer, then you can't do
that
again.
Yeah, basically, obviously, because that's what this scheme is for. It's to hold these, you know, these institutions and local authorities accountable for what is what, you know, what's happened to you.
Yeah.
But you do have a right to cancel, William. So if you do decide to proceed, you will have a 14-day cancellation period after signing our agreements, and you can cancel within that period for any reason without charge. If you choose, you can also authorise us to begin work immediately whilst the cancellation rights still remain. If that was the case, William, would you like us to get the ball rolling for you immediately?
Yes.
Yep, we can do that for you. That's not a problem. And so, so we are able to formally act for you. We will require proof of identity for verification purposes and also to comply with anti-money laundering regulations. So therefore, we will need a copy of photo ID and the proof of address data within the last 3 months.
Yep.
If no photo ID isn't available to yourself, then we also can accept 3 proofs of addresses. Just make sure that they are dated within the last 3 months.
Passport and license, mate.
Yep, okay, that's absolutely perfect. And you can send them over via email or WhatsApp, whatever is easier for yourself.
Yeah.
Okay, so what I'm going to do now for you, William, is I'm going to take the details of the care settings you was in, okay? So starting with your first care setting where you suffered the abuse, what was the name of that care setting, please?
That was Fox Gangs Children's Home, Edinburgh.
What was the name of that, sorry?
Ox Gangs.
Is that O-X?
Yeah, Ox, O-X.
Yeah, Ox Gangs Children's Home. Got that. In Edinburgh. Edinburgh Council. And what year was you placed there?
Oh, 91 or 92.
That's okay. Just a kind of rough ballpark will do. We all obviously match this when we obtain your care records. How long was you there for?
I was only briefly, maybe I'm not sure, maybe a month.
Okay. Okay, and then after Ox Gangs, where was you then placed?
Up Hall Children's Home.
Okay, and how long was you there for?
Over a year, I think. A year and a half. I was there until I turned 16, then I got put out on my own. Left.
Yeah, okay, so it was just these two care settings then, was it?
Yeah,
okay. If it's okay with yourself, William, am I able to just take a bit of a brief kind of description of what the experiences were that you endured during your time here?
In Ox Gangs, I've seen male members of staff inappropriate with females, and I received a slap from a guy called Kai for calling him out. And he was doing drugs as well.
Okay. With the staff members, what is it that they were doing? Sorry,
just inappropriate with the girls. Touchy feely, cuddling, sitting with them, cuddling them, just inappropriate.
Okay, and this is male staff members?
Yeah.
Okay. What else is it, sorry? The drugs, did you say?
Aye, he gave me a slap as well.
And was that by a male staff member?
Yeah.
And what was that for?
Just calling him out for the way he was being with one of the females. It was Lindsay. Her name was Lindsay. Basically telling him he shouldn't be doing what he's doing. And
yeah.
Got a slap for it.
Yeah, okay. What was it that you mentioned about the drug shoddy?
When I got moved to Up Hall, there was a staff member, his name was Wally as well. That's how I remember, because it was the same as mine. Drinking in my room, spirits, and he was doing lines of cocaine. And there was female staff members massaging me, which made me feel really uncomfortable. Because I'd been through sexual abuse all my childhood before I went into care.
Yeah.
And that's, I've been to court and I've had convictions and stuff.
Yeah.
For that, like, but I just inappropriate behaviour, I think.
Yeah.
Felt really uncomfortable. Being touched by a female. But the guy in my room doing cocaine and drinking and shit was, that obviously contributed to me spiraling on drugs and shit as well.
Yeah. So it was a female staff member that sexually assaulted you?
Well, no, it wasn't sexual. She was just massaging me.
But was it obviously a massage that you obviously didn't either, you know, agree to, or it was unexpected?
Just didn't feel comfortable with it.
Yeah.
Didn't I like being touched by females? I was one of my female cousins that sexually abused me.
When coming to obviously the massage, was she just touching you, just say for instance, on the shoulders and giving you a massage, or was she going to areas that was starting to make you, you know, get a bit edgy?
Just generally shoulders and I don't know, she was looking away doing a bit, just wasn't comfortable with it at all.
Yeah, yep, okay.
She shouldn't have been touching me, full stop.
Yeah, no, of course.
Hey, you're young and stupid, eh? Frightened. You don't know.
Yeah, no, of course, I completely understand. You know, your feeling behind this, it is wrongdoing completely. Doing, you know, giving a random massage like that to, you know, a young boy like yourself at the time is very questionable.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, I completely understand. So just so I've got the story straight for the two care settings in Oxgangs, you know, you experienced things, you know, you shouldn't have seen at that age or at the facility, where you witnessed male staff members being touchy, freely, and cuddling the younger girls.
Yeah.
He was also physically assaulted by a staff member with a slap for calling him out, for acting wrongly towards one of the girls.
Yeah.
And then with Up Hall, you remember a staff member coming into your room to drink the spirits of alcohol, and he was also snorting cocaine in front of you, which obviously made you feel uncomfortable. And you was also made to feel very uncomfortable by a female staff member who had started to give you a massage. And obviously you do agree that, you know, you shouldn't have been getting touched like this by a staff member.
Yeah.
When, obviously, further down the process, William, when we do, when we do obtain your application number, once we've got that, And of course, on file, we've got your ID and proof of address. We'll then be ready to send off requests for your records. Once all that's come back, it'll be my investigation team that will be dealing with you know, the behind the scenes of gathering them records.
Yeah.
Once them records are back, they'll be in touch with you to book in at a time that's best for you to do a bit of a witness statement.
Yeah.
And all that is obviously the experiences that you shared with me. It's just going into a little bit more depth and detail in terms of, you know, how it exactly made you feel, what, you know, the effects it's had on you, whether it was then or now. Obviously, with it still playing an effect on you. So they'll go into a lot more detail in that. They're specialised in doing their witness statements. And then once we've got that witness statement from yourself, to, you know, strengthen your story the best we can, that's when we'll send off the final submission to the panel to then obviously have a look over your story and you know, award you with an award of what they feel is reasonable for your story. Just touching on that, obviously, the panel that look at your story, it's a panel of 3 members. It's all done behind closed doors, so you or I don't have to attend anywhere.
Right.
All we'll do is we'll inform you of when that panel date will be and then also the conclusion to the results of it all.
Yeah.
Okay, so based on what you've told me, William, there's 2 types of payments that we can go for. There's fixed payments of £10,000, and that's just the sole amount, regardless of the severity of the abuse that you've suffered. But there's an individually assessed payment of up to £100,000, which is decided by that panel, dependent on the level of abuse that you've suffered.
Right.
Based on what you've told me, William, I'm going to put you forward for the individually assessed payment of up to £100,000, simply on the grounds of, obviously, you know, you've been touched without permission, you know, whether that be bisexual or, you know, some form of contact from a staff member without permission. You've witnessed and suffered physical abuse and witnessed, you know, forms of sexual abuse towards the younger girls, and also the witnessing of the drug and alcohol substances being, you know, done in front of you at a young age. So that's what I feel is reasonable for you to be put forward for the individually assessed payment, okay?
Yeah.
Excuse me. I do just need to ask, have you received any relevant payments from any compensation in the past for award or damages or abuse suffered from yourself?
No, in the redress scheme, no.
No, or just as a whole, have you ever been to court for and been settled at any awarded settlement for abuse or damages that you've faced?
Aye, when I was a child.
Okay, and what was that for, if you don't mind me asking?
I went to the High Court and stuff against an uncle, so there was like 2 uncles and a cousin.
Yeah.
That had sexually abused me as a child before I went into care.
Yeah.
So I put in for a claim for that about 15 years ago or something.
Okay, that's not a problem. Okay, and do you have any criminal convictions at all?
When I was young.
Yeah, okay. For any of them convictions, William, did you get sentenced to 5 or more years in prison for a single offence?
No, never.
No, okay, that's fine. Okay. Is there any... excuse me, I do apologise. Is there any terminal illnesses that you need to make me aware of, William?
Any what, sorry?
Any terminal illnesses?
No.
No, okay. And would you like to add a beneficiary to your application at all?
Not at the moment, no.
No, okay, that's completely fine. You can change that at any given time. In regards to the communication preferences with yourself, William, are we okay to... Obviously, we'll always give you a call. But are we okay to send you an email and a text if need be?
Yes.
Yep, that's absolutely fine, and thank you. Okay. So what I'm going to send out to you, William, via email, and you'll also receive the link and a text as well, is it's going to be the documents containing what we've spoken about today. So you're going to receive a part 1 and part 2 of your application alongside 2 additional attached pages with the statements, the brief statements are written up for you.
Yeah.
Additionally to that, there'll be a client care letter, which is basically just a hi and welcome from ourselves. This is how we're going to act for you. A conditional fee agreement, which just explains our percentages in more of a breakdown for yourself, so you can see that for yourself. Again, it's 16% plus VAT, which is 19.2%. So we take that at the end of the when you're awarded your award from the scheme themselves.
Yeah.
There'll also be a letter of authority as well, which basically you're just giving us the right to act on your behalf in terms of getting gathering all the relevant records to present the best possible case we can. So that's going to be sent out to you via, as I said, text and email. When clicking that link, it'll bring up them documents, and then you'll have a yellow box at the bottom, which will indicate how many fields they are required to sign. I think it's four. All you do is just click that yellow box, and it'll take you to each signature box once you've applied your signature. And then at the end, once all them fields are required, if you scroll to the very bottom of the page, you'll then be able to tick the little tick box at the bottom of the screen that says that you confirm that the signature you provided is legally binding. Once you've ticked that, it'll then illuminate the submit signature box, which then you can submit that then forms back to myself. And then once I receive them, I can send them straight off to the redress scheme. Okay.
No problem.
Perfect. Do you use WhatsApp at all, William?
I have got WhatsApp. Right?
Yep. Okay. What you can do for yourself, we have sent you a message over the weekend when your inquiry came in on Saturday.
Right.
But what I'll do is I'll send you a new message of the proof of identity and proof of address message on what we accept. You can just reply back to that, attaching the images that you're going to provide, and then I'll upload them to your case file. And then once that's all done, your file will be complete and verified. And then, as soon as we get that application number back from the redress scheme, we can then move on to sending off the request for your records.
Okay.
Okay, William. Any questions for me at all?
No.
Okay. If anything does pop into mind,
having a claim for historical abuse to family members affect what happened to me in care?
No. It's not that I'm aware of. I'll run it past my manager.
Right.
But because it's obviously separate to the local authorities and institutions themselves,
yeah,
for your time in care, obviously that's an instance that's been settled from before you went into care.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to have much will have any effect, but I will just obviously run that past my manager just to clarify.
And what about like the criminal record, Ken? Like, because like I was quite arse when I was young, but Ken, it was all related to what happened to me as a kid. Ken, I was lashing out all the time, and until obviously I go to, well, I'll never be sorted properly, like, but until I go things dealt with, you know, constantly, and I know that was due to what happened to me as a kid, you know, and obviously when I came out, like, even when I was in care, like, started doing drugs and shit, and it wasn't something that I'd done before I went to care, was drugs. But that started when I was in care, drugs and heavy drinking. And stuff. Right, that's fine, mate. Just send everyone out. I'll get everyone sent to you and we'll get the ball rolling.
Yeah, no, of course. I'm going to send them to you within the next kind of minute or so. Just answering that question, no, your convictions won't play or have any sort of impact factors on the award that the scheme may award you. It's just more so if they were more severe in terms of murder or attempted murder, sexually assault, anything like that. But anything kind of, you know, I'd say in my eyes, the minor convictions.
I got jailed for 13 days fucking 28 years ago for non-payment of fines.
Yeah, of course. No, I understand. But again, obviously, anything that is on record in terms of, you know, you having that kind of troubled childhood and upbringing going into, you know, just say, for instance, you know, you're going even into your early 20s,
yeah.
It's that's all support and evidence that we can use to you know, strengthen your case and even use as part of the witness statement. And, you know, when getting that background picture about yourself, just to show, obviously, that your time and care and what you experienced and witnessed has played, you know, a factor on or made, you know, a negative impact on your life, in ways of, you know, trying to escape them thoughts or feelings that you've had, and of course, you know, turn to use of drugs, so it doesn't play a factor when in terms of getting awarded an amount from the scheme.
Yeah.
But it, in all honesty, it strengthens the case massively. Because obviously we all deal with things in our own ways. So yeah, we'll be able to get that information from you when we do that witness statement.
Right, so that's fine.
Okay, William. This is the number to catch me on. As I said, my name is Aaron.
Right.
And once again, obviously, I'm from INS Law. So if anybody else tries to ring you and you know, bribe you that you've already spoken to them, unless they're not called Aaron, then you haven't spoken to them. Okay. I'm just sending you out them forms now. If you do require any assistance, just give me a call back. But yeah, everything's pretty straightforward. It takes you 2 minutes, and once I receive them documents, I'll get them sent straight off for you.
Good man. Thanks very much, Aaron.
Not a problem, William. It's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Cheers, mate. Thank you.
Thanks, William. Bye now. Bye.